Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. India takes many strong measures against Pakistan following Pahalgam terror attack, suspends Indus Waters Treaty, closes integrated checkpost Atari and downgrades diplomatic ties. Pakistani nationals not to be permitted to travel to India under SAARC visa exemption scheme. Government convenes all-party meeting in New Delhi this evening in view of Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Madhubani in Bihar today to participate in program marking National Panchayati Raj Day. Also to launch multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees. Vidya Ramraj wins goal-breaking meet record in women's 400-meter hurdles at National Federation Senior Athletics Championships in Kochi. And in IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets. India has taken a series of strong measures following Pahalgam terror attack, including suspension of Indus Waters Treaty 1960 and closing of the integrated checkpost Atari with immediate effect. The Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, reviewed the overall security situation in its meeting at Prime Minister Modi's residence last evening and directed all forces to maintain high vigil. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed these decisions.
The Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. The integrated checkpost Atari will be closed with immediate effect. Those who have crossed over with valid endorsements may return through that route before 1 May 2025.
The Foreign Secretary said that Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme, SVES, visas.
Any SVES visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. Any Pakistani national currently in India under SVES visa has 48 hours to leave India. The defence, military, naval and air advisors in the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi are declared persona non grata. They have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own defence, navy and air advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad.
Mr. Misri said the overall strength of the high commissions will be brought down to 30 from the present 55 through further reductions by the 1st of May. He said the CCS chaired by Prime Minister was briefed in detail on the terrorist attack that took place on Tuesday in Pahalgam. In the briefing to the CCS, the cross-border linkages of the terrorist attack were brought out. The CCS condemned the attack in the strongest terms and expressed its deepest condolences to the families of the victims and hoped for the early recovery of the injured. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in view of the Pahalgam terror attack incident. Sources said the meeting will take place at Parliament House complex at 6 p.m. Maharashtra has announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees for the families of 6 victims who were shot dead during the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said a financial assistance of 50,000 rupees will also be given to those injured in the incident. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, Mr. Fadnavis said such a despicable act of terrorism will not go unpunished, adding that Prime Minister Narendra Modi would track down the mastermind and retaliate with extreme steps.
मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि प्रधानमंत्री जी इसके मास्टरमाइंड को ढूंढ कर निकालेंगे और इस प्रकार के इरादों को पूरे तरीके से कुचलने का काम इससे पहले भी प्रधानमंत्री जी ने किया है, अब भी करेंगे. देखिए, महाराष्ट्र में जो 6 लोगों की मृत्यु हुई है, हम लोग 5 लाख रुपए हर परिवार को देंगे.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the terrorist attack at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir that killed 26 people. He stressed that attacks against civilians are unacceptable under any circumstances. The Secretary General's spokesperson, Stephanie Dujarric, said that Mr. Guterres offered his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families of the victims. The targeted attack by a front organization of the Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Tayyaba killed tourists at a popular tourism spot. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, Log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today and participate in a program at Madhubani marking the National Panchayati Raj Day. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will address Gram Sabhas nationwide from Madhubani. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees. The public meeting has been organized at Bideshwar Sthan at Janjharpur, where he will launch these projects. Mr. Modi is scheduled to address the function at 11:30 a.m. at the venue. This year, the National Panchayati Raj Day is being observed as a major national program through a whole-of-government approach involving participation of six union ministries: the Ministry of Rural Development, Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Ministry of Power, Ministry of Railways and Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. The Prime Minister will also confer Special Category National Panchayati Awards 2025 on the occasion in different categories. Details from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will present several gifts to the people of Bihar and the country from Madhubani today. On the Panchayati Raj Day, he will launch several initiatives to empower Panchayat and present awards to Mukhiya and Sarpanch for innovation in Panchayat areas, marking the significance of Mithila region. These awards will also feature the specially designed imprint of Madhubani paintings. Additionally, Prime Minister Modi will distribute assistance funds of 930 crore rupees among 2 lakh self-help groups under the Deen Dayal Upadhyay Antyodaya Rural Livelihood Mission. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several schemes worth over 6200 crore rupees to support Bihar in the power sector. To ensure easy availability of cooking gas, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation of an LPG bottling plant in Hathua in Gopalganj at a cost of 340 crore rupees. To fulfill the basic needs of poor people, the Prime Minister will grant 15 lakh approvals under the PM Awas Yojana for rural beneficiaries and release installment to 10 lakh people. He will also hand over keys of constructed houses to 1,50,000 beneficiaries from urban and rural areas under PM Awas scheme. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Janjharpur, Madhubani.
The Prime Minister will also flag off 4 trains, 3 rail lines and 2 rail over bridges through video conferencing during the event at Madhubani. More in this report.
The Prime Minister will flag off Namo Bharat Rapid Rail between Jayanagar to Patna and Amrit Bharat Express between Saharsa to Lokmanya Tilak Terminus in Mumbai. This will be the second Namo Bharat train in the country, while the introduction of Amrit Bharat will be the third train service. Talking to Akashwani News, Executive Director, Ministry of Railways, Dilip Kumar said that the fully air-conditioned Namo Bharat train is equipped with improved passenger amenities and advanced security system.
ये जो नमो भारत रैपिड रेल है वो पूरी तरह से एसी सेवा है और सारे डब्बे जो हैं वह अनरिजर्व क्लास के हैं. डोर है वो ऑटोमेटिक है. सीटों की क्वालिटी काफी अच्छी रखी गई है. नमो भारत रैपिड रेल के भी कई नए ट्रेन सेट तैयार हो रहे हैं और जैसे जैसे ये सब ट्रेन सेट तैयार होते जाएंगे वैसे वैसे देश की आम जनता की सेवा में इंट्रोड्यूस किए जाएंगे.
During the event, rail lines between Supol to Pipra, Hasanpur to Bithan and Khagadia Aroli will also be dedicated to the nation. These projects will improve connectivity and lead to overall socio-economic development of the region. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Jayanagar.
Governor Arif Mohammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and several other dignitaries will attend the program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the largest international steel event, India Steel 2025, at the Bombay Exhibition Centre in Mumbai today. He will address the premier steel industry event through video conferencing. The 3-day international exhibition and conference will bring together leading stakeholders from across the global steel value chain to discuss the future trajectory of the sector. And in international news, United States President Donald Trump has accused Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of prolonging the war with Russia and harming peace negotiations after Mr. Zelensky said that Kyiv would not recognize Russian control of Crimea. In a social media post, Mr. Trump claimed that a deal to end the war was very close, but Mr. Zelensky's refusal to accept U.S. terms will do nothing but prolong the conflict. Ukraine has long said it will not give up Crimea, a southern peninsula annexed by Russia in 2014. World Immunization Week 2025 by the World Health Organization, WHO, will begin from today across the globe. The week-long campaign will last till the end of this month. It is celebrated in the last week of April with the aim to promote the life-saving power of immunization. The theme for this year is Immunization for All is Humanly Possible. The WHO claims that over the last 50 years, essential vaccines have saved more than 15 crore lives. Moving on to the world of sports, Olympian Vidya Ramraj has won the gold in the women's 400 metres hurdles at the National Federation Senior Athletics Competition in Kochi. We have more from our sports desk.
Along with gold, Ramraj clocked 56.04 seconds to qualify for the Asian Championship 2025. Her time also set a new meet record, surpassing Sarita Bain Gaikwad's 2019 mark of 57.21 seconds. Moreover, Anu R finished second, while Ashwini R took third. Next comes the IPL T20 cricket, where Mumbai Indians defeated host Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Mumbai Indians comfortably surpassed the target of 144 runs, scoring 146 for 3 wickets in 15.4 overs. During the match, the BCCI paid tribute to the victims of the terror attack in Pahalgaon as a 60-second moment of silence was observed before the start of play. Players and staffs were also seen wearing black armbands as a mark of respect. Today, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Rajasthan Royals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Koneru Hampi won the Pune 5 Women's Grand Prix, beating Bulgarian International Master Nurgul Salimo, Chirag Joy Sports Desk.
The second Asian Yogasana Championships is set to begin at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi from tomorrow. Over 170 athletes from 21 Asian countries will participate, along with several technical officials and team managers and coaches. The three-day event is part of the government's effort to promote Yogasana as a competitive global sport. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions to continue over northwest India during the next 5 days. According to the IMD, heatwave conditions will continue over west Madhya Pradesh, west Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi and east Rajasthan till the 29th of this month. Similar conditions will prevail over central and east India, including Uttar Pradesh, Vidarbha, Bihar, Odisha, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh and Gangetic West Bengal till Saturday. In Telangana, several districts are reeling under heatwave conditions, especially northern districts of the state, including Nizamabad, Adilabad, Nirmal and Mancherial. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. India sees Park Link cuts ties, headlines the Pioneer Indus Treaty on hold. No entry to Pakistanis, headlines the Times of India. And the Statesman headlines, government suspends Indus Water Treaty to expel defence staff at Park Mission. The Asian Age adds that Amit Shah pledges terrorists will not be spared and has Shah telling forces chase them to hell. Most financial dailies have on their front page the story of the 30-share Sensex extending their winning run for the 7th consecutive trading session and closing at 80,016. The Financial Express headlines, Sensex reclaims 80,000 peak after 4 months. Another prominent front page story in most dailies is the entry ban on all vehicles registered outside Delhi from November 1st in a move to tackle the high pollution load from commercial vehicles entering Delhi. The Tribune has on its front page, come winter, welcome entry ban on all vehicles registered outside Delhi. And finally, the IMD issues heat wave alert for Friday is a story in the Tribune. Temperature may rise to 43 degrees by Friday, adds the paper. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India takes many strong measures against Pakistan following Pahalgam terror attack, suspends Indus Waters Treaty, closes integrated checkpost Atari and downgrades diplomatic ties. Pakistani nationals not to be permitted to travel to India under SAARC visa exemption scheme. Government convenes all-party meeting in New Delhi this evening in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Madhubani in Bihar today to participate in a program marking National Panchayati Raj Day. Also to launch multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees. Vidya Ramraj wins goal-breaking meet record in women's 400 meters hurdles at National Federation Senior Athletics Competition in Kochi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.